All right, we're back on. Congressman Potts, do you have, you want to?
Make a motion to rescind.
Hold on.
We've got a motion to reconsider still sitting out.
Withdraw my motion.
Don't erase it yet. Okay.
Motion to rescind, motion made on September 21st to report to Congress the recommendation of the appointment of Samuel Alexander for a four-year term to the treasurer's position as a candidate who is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical legal barriers to service.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
No.
There's four yes, there's one no. Congressman Maker, yes?
I'd like to make a motion to place consideration of appointee Samuel Alexander, treasurer of the Osage Nation, on the agenda for Wednesday the 26th.
Consideration of the recommendation?
That's correct.
All right.
Repeat that, please.
Move to place consideration of the recommendation of Samuel Alexander on the agenda for September 26th. Are you sure that there's a meeting on the 26th? I thought okay, as long as there is, that's fine.
Is that what that says?
Eli, if you're sure, I'm fine with it. Congressman Potts.
Said it three times and you're still down.
We're on the air.
Because I thought I gave one of those up to somebody else.
We are on the air.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Next item on the agenda is ONCA 1861, an act to amend and restate 15 ONC section 5101 et cet, and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. Who would like to be the vice chair today? Who's the appropriation committee representative from here? Is it you?
I believe it's
Congressman
me.
Congressman Potts, all right. Would you please take the chair?
I can take the chair. Congressman Edwards, you are recognized floor for consideration of ONCA 1861.
Okay. We've heard this once. With respect to the board's bill, we had a category. At one point, we had three categories of boards, and we had four court categories of boards, then we had five categories of boards, back to trying to have four categories of boards, which would be advisory, governance, enterprise, and nonprofit. Those would be the kinds of boards that we nominate. There are some comments from the chief, and I believe that Mr. Zahn is here to help voice those comments. Is that right?
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Can he come up and provide us his wisdom?
Hear from Mr. Zahn first, and then we have a question from Congressman.
Question. Is there any written comments that you can direct us to?
No.
Supposedly, no. I don't even have them because he sent them to my.
I sent them. I just forwarded to your Cox.net. Let me give your whole.
I know. What's that? Unfortunately, my mailboxes are getting full. Let's see.
So I'll give a copy of here.
Will section 3B and 3D have an effect on our current board member status? 3B is governance board, and 3D is enterprise board. 3D does not affect anyone. 3B.
We may be working off two different copies because our 3B has the board member shall serve a term of 3 years, creation of boards.
3B, no.
Congressman Edwards, can that be given to the clerks so that we can all see the document that we're working on?
I don't have it. You want to go make a copy of that?
Please.
If that's the document that's being discussed, yes.
Okay. 3B, he wants to know if 3B would affect Current status of boards, the answer is no. 3D, the answer is possibly, yeah, the answer is yes to that one. Because that says compensation shall be payable upon confirmation, and I believe you're paying compensation out monthly during the interim. Isn't that right?
D says nothing about compensation. What are you talking about?
All terms of members of the specific board shall have the same starting and ending date, notwithstanding section 5.03B.
Oopsie. Out of committee substitute.
Letters you recognize for committee
substitute. Move to adopt the committee substitute.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
A second for discussion.
Second for discussion. Coming from what?
Who's all seeing the committee substitute?
Nobody. I'm just bringing it here today to file it.
Okay.
Coming from what?
So we're talking about a bill now that we have comments from the chief's office that we were discussing, that we haven't even seen the document, nor have we been able to see what his objections or comments are to the current bill we're looking at. So I think we need to be methodical about what we're looking at so we can all be on the same page. So I would move that we do the first thing that you had on the table here of looking at this letter and trying to figure it out.
Well,
and maybe you can reference your committee substitute and say, I've already got that changed, and supply us a copy of it before we adopt it.
Point of clarification, does the memo from the chief address the committee substitute or the original filing?
Original.
Well, then the answer to A and D are no. I mean, B and D are no.
We don't know what the questions are.
Well, I didn't write the memo. I just got it from him right now.
Then we haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
Or the substitute.
Chairman will entertain a motion for a brief recess.
Can we vote on the committee substitute so I know whether to go get the copies or not?
There's been a motion that would take precedence over that.
Okay, so not making any copies of it?
There's a second.
Second.
There's a second. All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Any opposed? We are in recess.
We recessed while you were gone.
Can you?
Again.
Just like a little streak of lightning.